live on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
Well, Happy New Year. We start a brand new year here at Arizona's Hometown Radio Group, the first Q&A of the new year. And today's guests on Q&A, we're going to start by talking to Patrick Kirkendall. He's got great news for veterans who are in the job market. And also today, one more from the archives, from the best of Q&A, as you'll hear my conversation with a true music Hall of Famer. Now, music fans here, as much as we enjoy the tribute concerts that always come to town, especially at the Prescott Elks Theater, we hear from time to time, why don't any big stars come to town? Well, this one did this past summer. His name is J.D. Souther. He's a Hall of Fame songwriter. He has written numerous hits for the Beatles, Linda Ronstadt, people like that, James Taylor. He also had a chart-topping hit of his own back in 1979 that he sang. It was called You're Only Lonely. And I had a really fascinating chat with J.D. Souther, one of my favorites of the entire year. And if you are a fan of the Southern California country rock sound, this is the guy who helped create it. You will hear that interview coming up after the news at the bottom of the hour. You know, we always welcome your questions and comments about Q&A. Just drop me an email at djphone, that's D-J-F-O-N-E, at kqna.com. And to start the new year for the Arizona Coyotes, they will host a 7:30 game tonight against the Edmonton Oilers and their superstar center, Connor McDavid. You can hear it all live right here on the FM dial, 95.5 and 99.9, with the puck dropping at 7:30. Stay tuned. I've got Patrick Kirkendall in the bullpen, ready to step right in on today's Q&A. On the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
What's going on under the hood?
Pack rats chewed up my wires. Can't anybody do something?
This is Gary Denton of Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care in Prescott Valley, the only place you will find a cure for pack rats in your vehicle. Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care right here in Prescott Valley has our exclusive rodent-free system will protect your engine, computer systems, and wiring for just $19.95. Come in and see us. Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care. AA, MCO.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot, he scores!
Arizona Coyotes host the Edmonton Oilers live Wednesday night at 7:30 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit davidasnydercpa.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, with the start of a new year, a lot of times a New Year's resolution is to get a better job, or if you've been out of the job market for a while, to start working again. And if you're a veteran, boy, we have great news for you, because Patrick Kirkendall, he is here from the Arizona Department of Economic Security. He is the local Veterans Employment Representative in the Employer Engagement Administration. Patrick, I have to ask you, that's quite a mouthful there. What is the Employer Engagement Administration?
First of all, Happy New Year, DJ, and thanks for having me on today, and Happy New Year's to all of the residents here in Yavapai County, and especially our veterans who raised their right hand and served this great country and now living in residence here in Yavapai County. We want to thank you for your service, and we appreciate the fact that you did take time out of your life to serve our great nation. So the local Veterans Employment Representative, Arizona at Work is who we work for, and it's funded through the Department of Economic Security. And the business engagement, what we do is we have a great team across the state and a lot of veteran reps, and we've also got business service representatives, and we go out and talk to employers and educate them on the services that the state of Arizona brings, not only to their business, but to their local workforce. And then Arizona at Work, which is the job connection center out there with Arizona Job Connection, that can actually go out and post jobs, recruit in job seekers in at no cost, and help create a great workforce for our great state.
Now, an awful lot of people who go into the military, they go between the ages of, they start between 17 and 21. That's when an awful lot of people start their employment careers. Does that set veterans back a little bit, do you think?
You know, I don't know if it sets veterans back. You know, what we run into a lot of times is a lot of our veterans never were in the workforce through the high school ages. So they played sports, they were academic, they went in the military. And so when they are coming out after a four-year hitch, they don't have any work experience besides the military. And part of our job is not only to work with that job seeker, but to educate the employer about the skills that they did in the military. You know, the military is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And when you're working, you're working. And there's a lot of great skills that that our service members gained in the military, and they can bring them out to the local workforce and be great employees.
And when you look at the people who go into the military and come out with a skill, they go in there in most cases with no experience, and they come out a polished professional in their particular trade. That speaks awfully well, I would think, to the military training program. Plus, and this has got to be important to an employer, the self-discipline you learn in the military.
Right. Could you imagine, you know, being able to hire somebody fresh out of the military with a security clearance? You know, they're drug free. They've got work ethics. They're on time. They keep themselves sharp. They got a sharp haircut. You know, these are the best of the best, the men and women that are getting out. But then we've also got a very fine group that are staying in and making careers out of it. And thank goodness that, they've dedicated their life to being career military.
Sure. Tell us about the collaboration that Arizona at Work has with other agencies that support the job seekers and the employers.
Great. Arizona at Work is all about collaboration. We believe that it takes a team effort working with the employers and the job seekers. So Arizona Work is focused on working together with our partners. And here in the local area, we've got NACOG, the Northern Area Council of Government. We've got Goodwill, Yavapai College, U.S. Vets, the Veterans Resource Center. The workforce team at the VA is spot on. They are some of the best of the best, Catholic Charities. And we're very honored to work with all the local chambers of commerce who feel that workforce is a very important part of our community. So they partner with us and the Yavapai College on putting together numerous job fairs throughout the county throughout the year.
I was out at Yavapai College, their C-Tech Center, just about a month and a half ago, and it's amazing the program they have to help train people. I would imagine for a young veteran, especially coming out of the service, who's not afraid to work hard, there is a tremendous opportunity in the construction and the skilled trades in this area.
Yes, sir. Yeah, there definitely is. And Sandy Griffs over at Yavapai County Contractors is putting together a boot camp starting on the 7th of this month, trying to get those back into the trade fields. And, you know, we work workforce all the time. It's amazing how much of our workforce that are building these new homes are coming in out of the valley and staying here in Prescott during the week and then going home on the weekends. What a great opportunity for us to find a good, solid workforce here build the houses and the businesses in our local area, and the money stays here on the weekend.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned the weekend thing, because we have a lot of issues with employers who are trying to train people in this area in high school and college for jobs here, but then when they graduate, they head someplace else to a bigger market, Phoenix, Denver, Los Angeles, when we need to keep that talent, especially younger talent, here, don't we?
Yes, sir, we do. You know, we do run into some barriers with housing, wages, but being a former business owner, it's hard to, you know, tell an employer that they're not paying enough, because mm-hmm. we don't understand what their overhead is. We've just got to encourage employers to pay the best they can and try to keep our workforce here. But we've got, you know, some very untapped markets. We've got three great colleges here with Embry-Riddle, Yavapai College, Prescott College, that here, they bring a great workforce while the kids are here going to school. We've also got a reentry workforce, you know, those that are already skilled workers mm-hmm. that had a little bump in the road, ended up in jail for a little bit of time. They're coming back into our workforce, and they're all great employees, or many of them are great employees, and they bring skills. And then we've got those that may have some barriers with disabilities. Maybe they can't go out and shovel or that, but they can bring so many skills in the computer, the IT, administrative field. So we've got a great workforce. It's just we've got to think a little harder on how we can get everybody that wants to be in the workforce actively engaged.
As of yesterday, the minimum wage in Arizona went up by 50 cents. How's that going to affect hiring, do you think?
Well, being a former small business owner, that's gonna have a big impact on some of our smaller businesses, and it's going to probably add to some cost to some of the items that we purchase here locally. I think we'll probably also see a price increase in our restaurants, the food and beverage industries, and but I think, you know, after it settles in, I think our employers here in town are going to be able to hire more. The economy is going to keep getting stronger. And we want to take care of those business owners here in our community, but we also want to employ those that already live here in the community.
You've got job fairs coming up, haven't you?
Yes, sir. We're very honored to Arizona at Work partners with Goodwill, NACOG, the Chambers, and we've got a job fair coming up February 1st in Chino Valley at the Chino Valley High School from 10:30 to 2. And at 10:30 to 11, it's very unique. That half hour is specifically for veterans, those that may have a disability, and also those reentry second chance employees to get in before the doors open so they can get their foot, you know, in the door mm-hmm. and maybe get some great leads before the rest of the people come in, the job seekers come in a half hour later. So we do that at all of our job fairs. We're also honored to host the Prescott Job Fair March 27th at Yavapai College on the Prescott campus from 3 to 6 p.m. And what we did is we make the job fair here in the evening, because that'll give those that may be underemployed right now, working maybe a part-time job during the day where they can't afford to miss a full day of work, but give them the opportunity to come and maybe get a better job or just get some practice on resume writing or skills or even interviews, but see what other jobs are out there, because we want those people in our community to stay here in our community, but our major goal is to make sure they're gainfully employed.
How important is it to be able to market your resume in an answer to the needs expressed by an employer who might be hiring? In other words, to personalize your resume to match that company's needs.
Well, it's very important. And that's why we encourage all of our job seekers to do some research on the business and then also look at what the outline is that the business is looking for, and then make your resume match that job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people just make one resume and they go send it out to every job and they don't get any hits. We want that job seeker to be able to have a resume that fits that employer's needs. And we also have to remember that the employers, they look at an average resume about 7 seconds.
Yeah.
And the resume gets your foot in the door for the interview. So the interview and the resume is very important.
So that resume is your elevator speech, isn't it?
That is definitely is what's going to get your foot in the door.
We are talking to Patrick Kirkendall. He is from the Arizona Department of Economic Security. He's the local Veterans Employment Representative from the Employer Engagement Administration. Lots more coming up with Patrick in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
Hi, this is Rich Joliet, your neighborhood CPA. Now is the perfect time to talk about Arizona tax credits. You can actually decide where your tax dollars go. Talk to your favorite school or charitable organization and learn how you can put your tax dollars to work right here in your community. For more information on tax credits or help with your business accounting, give me a call and let me show you why I've earned the title Best Accountant in Prescott Valley the last 5 years. 777-2386 or online at richardjolietcpa.com.
This just in, breaking news. The clowns in Phoenix have actually got it right. No collusion confusion here. Your year-end donation to Yavapai Exceptional Industries now is a tax credit. $400 singly, $800 filing jointly. An Arizona state tax credit for your year-end gift to Yavapai Exceptional Industries. www.yeiworks.com. Donate now button. Yavapai Exceptional Industries, 45 years in the Central Highlands of Arizona, supporting your neighbors with disabilities in the community and the economy. That's good news. 445-0991. Schedule the tour. It'll make your day. And that's good news every day. YEIWorks.com. Donate now. 445-0991. And that's good news every day.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
And we are back live at 218. We're talking to Patrick Kirkendall about veterans hiring and job fairs and good news like that. Patrick, you mentioned before the underemployed. Can you kind of drill down and share what underemployed means?
Sure. Underemployed are those that are not unemployed. They could be part-time. They could be students. They're actively, could be actively working, but they're not meeting their skill expectations. Many of them are college graduates. They have the skills, but they're just not working in that field of their expertise and their training. And that's a big thing, especially in a smaller community like ours. A lot of degree programs that may fit other cities may not be the fit here in the Prescott or the Tri-Cities or even in the county. So a lot of people may have college degrees, but they're working in the service industry. I know of many graduates here that are working as bartenders because they liked staying here, and that's a little better wage than maybe working in some of the other markets. So they've stayed here, but the attraction for the underemployed is that's why we do job fairs.
Yeah.
First of all, we want to get the exposure to the employers that there are great jobs here in our great community, but we also want to get that job seeker out there to get engaged actively with the employers. But those that are underemployed, again, the reason we're having it in the evening is they may get off at work at 5 o'clock. They still got an hour to come in and bring their resume in and see what other opportunities are. Because, again, we don't want to lose our job or workforce to the Phoenix market or the Tucson market. We want to keep our local workforce here, and we do have a great workforce. It's just we've got to get the word out that there are great jobs in our community, and the employers here want to hire local And it's all going to work out fine.
You mentioned our friend Sandy Griffiths with the YCCA and her employment boot camp coming up. I think it starts January 7th. I've talked to a lot of employers in this area of service industries, heating and air conditioning, things like this. And they say that the advantage to going to work right now in these in-demand jobs with local employers to use your skilled trades is that you don't run up 4 years of college debt. And when you come out, you don't stand in line behind 10,000 other white-collar trained people trying to get, you know, a top management job. You go right into it. You're working from day one. You can make really good money and benefits and stay with that company and grow with it.
Right. Well, and that's the amazing piece. Besides the great colleges here and Yavapai College being able to do on-the-job training, we've got NACOG who has funding. So if, let's say we need to get some people CDLs, they're able to fund those job seekers, those that meet the qualifications, to get them their CDLs. Yeah. And it's working local, but the employers I deal with, and I deal with many employers across the county, they're willing to train. I just had a gentleman in our workforce office who has a seasoned career in California, moved over here, has done some things with different agencies. He was a dispatcher with Central Arizona Project, and he still has some working years left. So, you know, I said, you know, why don't you consider the city of Prescott maybe being a police dispatch? You know how to you know how to operate under pressure. Mm-hmm. You've got radio skills, you've got dispatching, you've got communication skills. And, you know, a lot of cities are looking for those communication specialists across that handle the 911 calls. And so when you get a good lead like that, you definitely want to monopolize on it as quick as you can.
What kind of obstacles do you see in the service industry finding solid employees?
I think, again, we've got to go back to the service industry, which includes many of our hotels, our restaurants, our fast food restaurants, is, you know, our younger generation than high school, they're so focused in school. Back where when we were back in high school, we had jobs at 14, 15 years old. We started washing dishes. We worked our way up through the fast food industry, went to school, the military, whichever direction. There's so many different activities now for our high school kids. We don't see as many of them in the workforce. But in the employers I talk to, they really want to hire our younger generation. They're willing to work around the hour. So I encourage high school students, college students, market yourself out there. We need you in our community because there's a lot of jobs that are entry level or service related. But then we also have our seasoned employees, which we call our retirees, mm-hmm. that have been out of the workforce or possibly retired, and now they're wanting a little more structure in their life. They've, you know, played enough golf, they're volunteering at all the volunteering events, but they want a little more structure. So we're seeing them get back into security jobs, maybe front desks, some part-time work in our local service, some retail jobs. So it's a great fit, you know, and what I tell a lot of people is a lot of would like to hire a 40-hour week employee, but if I can bring you two 10s and a 20, if I can bring you two 15s and a 10, you know, 40 hours is 40 hours.
Sure.
It doesn't matter what it takes to get there, but let's get you a good. And when you hire those employees that may be seasoned, that are working the 10 hours a week or whatever, they're able to cover for each other when the other one needs time off.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of mistakes do you see applicants making either with their application or their resume or at the interview?
Well, what I see a lot of is people don't take their time. When you're looking for a full-time job, it's a full-time job. And a lot of people don't want to put the time into creating
a resume. The hardest job I ever had was looking for a job.
Sure. And your resume, that's your passport.
Mm-hmm.
That is your picture. That is going to sell you to that employer. But I encourage the gentleman that I had in today had all the skills necessary. He spent 4.5 hours in the office and was going to go home and work more in finding what he wants to do. But I encourage you to take your time. Work on penmanship, because we see people fill out applications and you can't read their writing.
You can't contact them if you can't read
it. Use your resources. NACOG, Arizona at Work, Goodwill, the job center over on Iron Springs. These guys mm-hmm. are the best of the best. And go in and use these services at no cost. Go in there. You can do mock interviews. They'll help you with your resume. They'll help you fill out applications. We have a great team across the city here helping veterans and non-veterans with any piece of the employment that they need. And that's what Arizona at Work, with our 47 offices across this great state, we're here to help. And that's exactly between the veteran side, the local veterans employment representatives, our disabled veteran outreach program specialists, and our business services and our employment specialists. We want to help everybody because we, you know, a happy economy is going to be happy employed people.
You mentioned before the retirees who are tired of playing golf and they want to fill their days again. What kinds of advice do you have for them if they've been with the same employer for many, many years and now for the first time in a long time, they're in the job market? What has changed? For instance, just a few years ago when I was in the market, I was surprised to learn that very few employers use paper applications anymore. You had to apply online. That kind of caught me off guard. What other kinds of, shall we say, culture shock do you think veteran employees who are in the market for the first time in decades are going to face?
Well, they are going to face it. Everything is computerized now. Technology is a big, you know, a lot of our veteran or older seasoned veterans don't have, you know, the modern technology. But it's just, like I said, come to one of our local work centers. You know, the VA over there, the CWT program, come to the Arizona Work, U.S. Vets. Veterans have so many places that they can go and get the help. That's what we're gonna be there to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And we can help you, you know, we can help you with your computer skills. If not, we can refer you. Yavapai College has a great computer class over there, entry level. But, you know, the resources are here. Don't be afraid. And just like with reentry, you know, a lot of times they'll come up and say, or somebody will come and say, Pat, do you have a list of people or employers that will hire reentry second chance? And I say, you know, there is no, because we don't know an employer unless they require a fingerprint card or they have something. They probably won't, and we know they won't. But look at each job as they want to hire you. If you're going to get your foot in the door, if you get that interview, it's yours to lose.
Yeah.
The job is yours to lose. They want to hire you.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. How can our listeners, if they're a potential job seeker or employer, how can they get in touch with the Employment Services team at Arizona at Work?
Okay. Our Arizona at Work, we're located here in Prescott Valley at 3262 Bob Drive. And the phone number is 928-759-1733. And we encourage employers to give us a call. Come take a tour of the office. You know, so many times that we're, you know, DES is the unemployment office. Well, the unemployment office is a cubicle down in Phoenix that takes unemployment calls. Our 47 offices and our partners' offices, we are employment centers. That's we're here to get people employed and get them off of employment. We are not unemployment centers.
And the opportunities certainly are there in this area, aren't there?
We have plenty of jobs out there. And again, please take your time. Come to the first job fair. But between now and then, come to one of the Arizona at Work offices, NACOG, Goodwill, or any of our partners, and let us help you get ready for that job fair, or let us help you get ready right now for that job that's waiting for you.
And that's great news. Thank you, Patrick Kirkendall, for joining us today on Q&A. Hey, stay tuned. I've got news and weather with a link coming up, followed by my chat this past summer with the Music Hall of Famer himself, J.D. Souther. That's on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live around the world at KQ&A.com.
Hi, James Roush here at Bualka Bulk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Bualka Bulk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Bualka Bulk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, my name is Jane Robertson. I have taught second grade at Abaya Judd Elementary School for almost 30 years and had the honor of serving as your Arizona Teacher of the Year. I love being part of the Prescott Schools and am grateful to live in a community that values education. With your donations, you help our schools fund important programs. Please donate your tax dollars. Then come and watch a game or a concert. Volunteer. See for yourself how your commitment to our schools is beneficial. Go to PrescottSchools.com and choose exactly where your tax donations go.
Hi folks, this is Danny Sampson. For the seventh time, Little Dealer Little Prices RV has won the Top 50 award from RV Business Magazine. That's over three times more than any other dealer in Arizona. We are officially recognized as one of the best 50 dealerships to buy from in the United States and Canada. Right now, we have super low closeout pricing on all 2018 motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, folding trailers, and toy haulers. Come see the difference at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley, Highway 69 in Truewood.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word RULE to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text RULE to 797979. Text RULE to 797979.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon. Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday the 2nd. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. There was a short pursuit by the Arizona Department of Public Safety this morning on I-10 in West Phoenix. Spokesman Bart Graves says a trooper attempted to stop a vehicle for a possible DUI just west of the I-17 stack at 5:49 a.m.
The driver failed to yield. The pursuit continued westbound at speeds of 55 to 65 miles per hour. The vehicle did exit at 75th Avenue, and the driver was taken into custody without incident.
Fortunately, no one was injured during the pursuit. It's the Arizona Coyotes hosting the Edmonton Oilers with their young superstar Connor McDavid tonight. You can catch all the action live with the face-off at 7:30 from Gila River Arena on KQ&A FM 95.5 and 99.9. Sunny, cold, very windy highs today around 37, chilling overnight to near 15 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Then warming up quickly, melting the snow with sunny highs tomorrow near 47, Friday and Saturday 52, but showers return Sunday with highs only in the low 40s. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a sunny, breezy high today near 44, 53 tomorrow, up to 59 Friday and Saturday before Sunday's showers cool the high to near 51, and you'll wake up tomorrow to about 17. Q&A will continue after this. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on your mobile device. Listen live worldwide at kqna.com.
Yavapai County neighbors and friends, I'm Sandy from Yavapai County Contractors Association. Our goal is to help protect you, the valued citizens of our community. YCCA wants to stop the phone calls from distressed homeowners who've been scammed by unscrupulous contractors. Call me 778-0040 before you hire anyone. Call YCCA 778-0040. Don't start without us.
Business with a handshake. We've all done it. Don't risk your business and your personal life. Business owners open themselves to liability every day with their customers, their employees, their vendors, and even the public. Do it right and protect yourself and call Men Love Law. I'll help reduce the risk through proper setup and planning. Mention this ad and receive a free consultation. Don't put your business or your family at risk from frivolous lawsuits any longer. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
Start the new year off right with your car gleaming inside and out with the Prescott Pro Wash Detail. Prescott Pro Wash are the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business. They offer an express wash to a full detail and everything in between. They even offer a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and protects your car like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years that you don't have to wax your car. And they even have gift cards. So give Eric a call and ride into the new year in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
He is a Songwriters Hall of Fame member, J.D. Souther, who has not only written so many million-selling hits that have become part of our personal soundtrack, but he is also a very successful singer in his own right. He had an album that, with a hit single that reached number one on the adult contemporary charts for 5 weeks in 1979, called You're Only Lonely. He has written numerous hits for the likes of the Eagles, Linda Ronstadt, Bonnie Raitt, Brooks and Dunn, George Strait. It is just amazing how many hit songs he has had. So I have to ask you, JD, is it fair to call you an architect of the Southern California easy country rock sound?
God, I'm just trying to catch my breath from that introduction. I don't know. I always find architect a strange but useful word in a lot of it. So I suppose it's fair. We certainly didn't have any idea that we were building anything, any specific kind of structure or genre then. It was just probably the very good fortune of having a lot of people who liked each other that were trying to make music at a high level as a first priority, as a first purpose. In the same town, actually in the same part of Los Angeles, in the Hollywood Hills, together at the same time. I credit my friends from at that time and still to for some of my success, because I think we all made each other better songwriters, better musicians. There was a pace to keep, and you had to stay in the game at that pace or be embarrassed.
Every time I drive past the Troubadour on Sunset Boulevard, I think, there goes the sad cafe. Why did you write about that, and what did that mean?
Well, the sad cafe refers to a place that's two doors down from the Troubadour, an Italian restaurant called Dantana.
Oh, sure.
Where we spent a lot of our time, and not only throughout the 70s, but Don Henley and I ate there about a year ago this month, and it's still a remarkable place. The song is basically rooted in the sort of second coming of age that I think most people go through. You leave your adolescence for your 20s and for a profession or for a lifestyle that you feel pretty sure of, or that you have a direction at least. And then there's another wake-up moment, maybe for some people 5 years later, for some 10 years later. It depends on how the cards fall, but Glenn always called it the agonizing reappraisal. It's a moment where you find that you have lived enough life to look backwards as well as forward. And although looking backwards for us was pretty brief then, there actually was a train that ran down the middle of Santa Monica Boulevard. And, of course, there's no such thing anymore. I suppose it started off as one of the Pacific Red Car lines. But it was still a freight train. We'd go through there occasionally when I first moved to L.A. And we were sitting in there one night and just thought, wow, so we've only been here for a few years, but so much has changed about our lives. And our innocence maybe not completely gone, but certainly had some scratches on it. And we lost a few friends. And it was just it's a reflective song. It's one of the first songs that three or four of us all really got together on and had the same affections for, a look backwards and with hope that would inform our looking forward.
And in the song you wrote, the clouds roll in and hit that shore, and did it ever for a lot of people, right?
Yeah, some of them I think one of the lines after that is some of their dreams came true and some just passed away.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. You know, every day.
It was a difficult time. I think that was, I'm not sure, it was after we had lost three really good friends within not too many, within maybe a year or two of writing that song. And it just, you know, you become aware of your mortality when your friends die, whether it's illness or a motorcycle wreck or a drug overdose or just the capriciousness of life. You step off a curb one day and the truck is in the wrong place and you're in the in the wrong spot and things happen. And it was very much an idealist song, but also as you quote that lyric, you realize that we look back and realize that idealism has its price as well.
Mm-hmm. And as you know, every day Southern California receives a whole new busload of talented people seeking success and stardom, and only a select few will attain it. So explain for me, in New Kid in Town, the line, "They will never forget you till somebody new comes along."
I think you just explained it in the preface to that question. There's always a new gunslinger. He's younger and he's good looking and he's fast and he wants a job. And there really are only so many, you know, it's a real hackneyed thing that you hear sometimes really well people say to discourage any kind of equity, but there really are only so many seats at the table at any given moment in this business, at least at the high visible end of it. And it's also, it's just a lot of testosterone, a lot of young guys who were we weren't boxers or football players, we were musicians, but and some of us comics and some actors, but there was still a competitive edge to all that. And aside from the fact that you're sort of trying to fulfill your destiny and reach for something higher in yourself, you also want to win.
You wrote so many great songs like Heartache Tonight, New Kid in Town, James Dean, Victim of Love, Best of My Love, How Long, Heart of the Matter, Her Town 2, Prisoner in Disguise. Did you have any idea at the time these were going to be such big hits?
I think sometimes it's easier when you're working in a group. You can see the lights go off in each other's eyes. I wasn't sure of all of those songs, but I think by the time we had finished New Kid in Town, we knew it was a whopper. We knew we'd covered a lot of ground. And to be honest, that was part of it. I mean, before an Eagles album, we all think Don and Glenn would kind of call a round table, you know, and sometimes it was just the three of us, Henley Souther Fry. Sometimes Jackson was in on it. Mm-hmm. Ted Cafe Walsh was in on it. Heartache Tonight. Seeger was in on it. But it was always the same kind of call. It was like, we need songs for an album. And I think with the Hotel California album, the specific thing was we needed a first single. We needed something that would work on radio, but we wanted something deep. We didn't want just something catchy. Although obviously it has to be catchy if it's going to get played over and over. But that one, we felt that coming. I think Heartache Tonight, we had a pretty good idea of that. I think that was also a first single.
When you wrote How Long for the Eagles' 2007 album, Long Road Out of Eden, how many people told you when they heard the Eagles perform that song, "My gosh, that sounds just like the Eagles of the early 70s.
Every single person, I think. You know, it's an old song. I wrote it in 1969, so that song took a long time to mature. It's like a fine wine, I suppose. It was on my first solo album, and I think the short story is that Glenn Frey's wife, Cindy, and his son, Deacon, and I don't know if Taylor, his daughter, was watching this or not, but they were looking at old YouTube concerts of the Eagles, and the Eagles used to do that song on stage in the early 70s, and I think Cindy said, "Hey, Glenn, you remember this song with John David?" And he went, "Oh, yeah, we used to do that. It's good." She goes, "Why didn't you ever record it?" And he said, "I don't know. You know, we oftentimes, if among our group of writers, if one of us recorded a song, the other didn't." And she said, "Well, Glenn, that sounds like classic Eagles hit to me." And I guess, so the story goes, then Glenn called Don and said, "Hey, remember How Long?" And there was a general consensus that was, again, "We need a first single. Where do we go?" I just felt really fortunate. I mean, they did a great job. Glenn just sang the chrome off of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's really an amazing record, and a complete surprise to me. I had no idea they were doing it until the video was already shot.
And since so many songwriters write from personal experience, you mentioned Don Henley, that heart heartbreaking song you wrote for him, The Heart of the Matter. I have to ask you, did you ever get a call today you didn't want to hear, but you knew that it would come?
I think we've all had those calls, and particularly after a breakup. I mean, that's, which is specifically what that's about. Don and I had both recently broken up, or I had breakups with very serious long-term relationships, and we were pretty crushed about it. But also, we were just looking at life, and it's sad cafe 20 years on, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, things are going to catch up with you one way or another. You're going to get some of those calls that you don't want to hear. And in that case, that was a specific thing. A friend of Don's and mine called him and said, "Hey, I hate to be the one to tell you, but your ex has got a new love." And the track actually came from Mike Campbell. Mike Campbell, Tom Petty's superb guitar player and writer, started that song and sent Don the track. And Don brought the track over to my house and said, "Boy, listen to this." And the only thing I remember saying is, "Man, if we don't make a hit song out of that, mm-hmm. something wrong with us, because that is killer music." And I think I made a remark to Don that I thought it felt like Mike had been reading my mail or reading my mind or something. He just had every move in it that I like. Mm. It's for a rock and roll song. It just had all the right chord changes in the right place, and it's just a beautiful track. We went to work on it. We worked for actually a long time, and then at the very end of it, Don just had a breakthrough. He's the one that thought of the title. He thought of the forgiveness response that's in the choruses, and he wrote that amazing bit of the second verse. "These times are so uncertain, it's a feeling undefined, people filled with rage." And that I just opened my eyes. I just thought that was some of the best lyric writing that he'd done. And I credit him with the real power of that song, because he came up with the title and just nailed that story, so expanded the story so mm-hmm. great in the second verse that it became about what you hope things will be about everything. It's like any kind of good mythology. You know, the hero's journey is to endure all these trials and travail, and you think at the end to be all alone, but in fact you're with all the world. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got an uphill fight, and you want to address that if you can as a songwriter and not just deliver fluff.
And when it comes to writing songs from personal experience, I'm especially impressed that with your song James Dean, the lyrics in that song are also historically correct, aren't they?
Of course. We were all James Dean fans. I had a little bathtub Porsche. And it was impossible to be a young child in the 50s and 60s and not be moved by Rebel Without a Cause.
Mm-hmm.
It spoke to so many things. And also, he was a beautiful kid and great actor. He and Brando were really the first guys that made the method beautiful and appealing to moviegoers. And that story, of course, is great. It's about the rank outsider who succeeds in the end. And it's pretty powerful.
And he was just too cool for school. Indeed.
That was, Jackson Brown started that song.
Really? Huh. You know, speaking of Jackson Brown, I remember, I don't know if it was Don or Glenn, talking about they were sharing a home in Silver Lake, and there was a young guy downstairs who kept playing the piano over and over and over the wee hours of the night, playing the same passage. And they went down to knock on his door and found out it was Jackson Brown, and a friendship was formed. Is that true?
No.
Oh, really?
No, Glenn and I lived together upstairs. Jackson lived downstairs, and we already knew each other. But yes, he did drive us crazy because he was such a perfectionist. He played the same thing over and over until it was not just till he was performing it right, but until he had really found the heart of it, till he'd really found the inner life of whatever he was looking for. And then when we both moved out of that little joint that we lived in Echo Park, Jackson Brown and I each got little bungalows kind of across a court from each other,
mm-hmm.
A place called Camrose Court that was just above the Hollywood Bowl. And same thing. I'd hear him just banging away at something, so I wanted to scream. And, you know, a week later, it would just become the most beautiful, perfect composition.
Indeed.
He was very dogged about getting to the truth of things and then making them correct, so that they work every time you play them.
Now, given all the help you've provided in making big stars even bigger and selling their songs with great lyrics, and with the recent addition of Vince Gill to the Eagles, were you ever close to joining them?
No, I don't. I'm not such a good band member. I'm better on my own. I have too many opinions. I can't keep to myself. And also, Vince Gill, I mean, what could be a more perfect choice?
Oh, indeed.
He's like an angel. He's just got one of the most gorgeous voices in music.
Yep.
He's the nicest guy in the world. He's got a drawing power of his own. He pulls some some of his own people into those stadiums and venues. I think it was the obvious and correct choice. And let's not forget, Glenn's son Deacon sings some of the songs that Glenn sang as well. Yeah, he's a great singer.
So we thank you very much, J.D. Souther, true superstar, the Songwriters Hall of Fame singer and songwriters J.D. Souther. Thank you for joining us today on Q&A.
Thanks, DJ.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting 778-2374 or go to CenturyPainting.com.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot, he scores!
Arizona Coyotes host the Edmonton Oilers live Wednesday night at 7:30 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, if you heard some strange noises coming during that interview with J.D. Souther, there's good reasons for that. When we did the interview, that was during a massive electrical storm that knocked our AM station KQ&A off the air. But we were doing the interview by phone in my studio, so we were able, even with all the gremlins in the system caused by that lightning storm, we were still able to talk to the Hall of Famer. And I think it was worth all that trouble to hear what he had to say about the making of some fabulous music that has stood the test of time for 45, 50 years almost. Well, you know, with this being the new year, there are always new laws that might seem kind of peculiar to you in some states. Well, for one, minimum wages will increase in 19 states and 21 cities. That means 17 million people from New York to California will receive pay bumps, and once additional minimum wage increases are phased in throughout the year. Here's a clever one. Hunters now in Illinois have a wardrobe choice. In addition to bright orange, hunters can now wear bright pink to meet safety requirements during deer season. The new color option is supposed to help hunters see each other and prevent firearms accidents. You can move to Vermont, relocate there, and apply for up to $10,000 because to promote economic growth, Vermont will cover expenses related to moving and working from home or a co-working space, including computer software and hardware. The state will give up to $125,000 to qualified applicants this year on a first-come, first-served basis.
On your pet principles, only those dogs, cats, and rabbits from shelters or rescue groups can be sold at pet stores in California beginning today. If pet store owners don't follow the law, including posting where the pet came from on its cage, they will pay up to a $500 fine. Following six other states and Washington, D.C., Hawaii will now allow doctors to provide fatal prescription medication to terminally ill patients who make several requests. Two healthcare providers must confirm the patient's diagnosis and decision-making ability. Ohio has decided that cursive writing isn't obsolete. A law now requires students to write legibly in cursive by the end of fifth grade. This handwriting instruction material must be part of the school curriculum by July 1st. You know, I've seen people who never learned how to write cursive writing, and they print their signature. I would imagine that might cause some legal problems with contract law. Also, joining six other states, Massachusetts will restrict the purchase of tobacco products to those 21 and older. Young adults who turned 18 before the new year can still buy cigarettes. So, some new laws taking place all around the country. Some of them very good, some of them, we'll see how they work out. Hey, if you attend movies at the Harkins Theater and you're a member of Harkins Rewards or you're about to join, be sure to add in your popcorn points. You pay $30 one time. That gets you 30 free medium popcorns, not small, medium, with your movie visits this year. So that medium popcorn, that is a lot of popcorn, by the way, ends up by the time the year is over costing you about $1 per bag. What a great deal. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, then Soup Scoop, the best of Soup Scoop at 4. Join me right back here Thursday at 2 with Folk Sessions impresario Tom Agostino and licensed therapist Gary Hees. That is tomorrow on Q&A at 2 o'clock when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.